This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Senior Trump administration officials met Saturday with Democratic congressional staffers, but failed to break a deadlock over a proposed border wall and end a two-week-old partial government shutdown. President Donald Trump said on Twitter that Vice President Mike Pence had briefed him on the meeting and that not much headway had been made. A second meeting is scheduled for Sunday. In the Democrats' weekly media address, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen said the president's demand for more money for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border is unreasonable.
The president hasn't even spent all the border security money already allocated by Congress, and now he's demanding billions more. More than he asked for in his own budget request for this year.
Trump is demanding more than $5.5 billion to pay for the border wall. Congressional Democrats have said they will not fund the wall, calling it foolish and wasteful. Meanwhile, more than 800,000 federal government employees are either furloughed or are working without pay. National Security Advisor John Bolton is on a mission to the Middle East aimed at allaying concerns about President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. As AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, Bolton's first stop is in Israel to reassure a key ally about U.S. intentions in the region.
National Security Advisor John Bolton will explain to the Israelis that some of the roughly 2,000 U.S. troops may remain at an outpost in southern Syria to counter growing Iranian activity in the region, while others will continue their mission against the Islamic State group from Iraq. Bolton also carries a message that Washington will be very supportive of Israeli strikes against Iranian targets in Syria. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.